What sort of fairs and other activities did John Miller enter the animals into? Or just mainly judging?
Well, mostly the provincial exhibitions. Markham Fair, he always used to show at Markham Fair because there was affinity to that area. He would take the cattle over to Rig Foot. That was the farm my grandfather came to us on the 10th of Markham. They were left there all night. Then in the morning, we would lead them the rest of the way to Markham. Probably a three-day operation, you see. Take those cattle, they had to be led. We were shown at Markham Fair, taken to Rig Foot at night, and brought home the next day.
But your cattle also went to many other fairs, including fairs in the States at one time.
Yes, there were no national shows in the States for a long time. There were state fairs. Indiana State Fair was the leading fair for a long time. It was one of the first states that was where they had a fully developed agriculture. Then got to be Illinois and Wisconsin.
Were the cattle shown in the fair to improve their reputation for sales, or was it done for the prize money?
Well, I think it was to help the selling of them.
To establish an international reputation then?
Yes, yes.
You mentioned the affinity to the Markham Fair. Were there any other fairs locally? I heard something that there might have been a fair in Brome at one time. Do you know anything of that?
Yes, there was quite a big fair in Brome. And I think the exhibits were quite extensive. Now there was a prize for butter, homemade butter, and all sorts of things. Handmade implements. I don't know that there were ever shows of cattle there to any extent. I've never heard of cattle being taken from this farm to Rome Fair.
What years do you know when it functioned, roughly?
My brother could tell you. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you that.
Would that be Alan or Robert?
Robert. Rome.
Were there any other fairs around, like in Claremont?
In Whitby.
In Whitby was the next nearest.
At one time, Whitby was a great deal bigger and more progressive than Oshawa. And the fair was held at Whitby. Eventually moved to Oshawa. I know they used to take livestock to Whitby Fair, although I've never heard a great deal about it. My uncle's grandfather, my father too, used to judge livestock at the fairs in the States quite often. In fact, my grandfather was the judge of cattle, beef cattle, at Ohio State Fair. And while he was there, he was introduced to President McKinley. The next day, he was shot in Buffalo.
That would have been 1901 then, I guess.
Around the turn of the century.
Yeah, I believe that's when he was shot.
He went from, the fair was held in Columbus, Ohio. And he went from Columbus to Buffalo, and he was assassinated the next day, or the next night, I forget which it was.